You have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, I'm going to begin reading this evening about verse 25. And the Bible says, "Now as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, 'Stand up, I myself also am a man.' And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, 'You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting to this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all the things that are commanded thee of God.' And then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he hath he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began with from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.' While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." We look at this tonight, very familiar passage here in the Word of God, and we see this story of a man called Cornelius. Now, the Bible said he was a centurion. He was of the Italian band. In other words, he was a white Italian, amen? In other words, he wasn't a Jew. He was a Gentile. But praise God, God got the hold of him, because the Bible said, verse 2 of that chapter 10, said he was a devout man and one that feared God with all his house. Amen. I want to say he was a man that had some standards. He was a man that had some things in his home that was a put in order. And he was a looking for God Almighty to help him in all that he endeavored to do. And the Bible said that Cornelius, that God spoke to him and said that he had heard his petition. Amen. And he sent a couple of folks down there to Caesarea Philippi. They got Peter, praise God. And they said, "Hey, listen, we need you to come. The master's a calling for you." And Peter done seen the sheet that was let down by four corners. Amen. Glory be to God. God showed him that nobody was common or unclean. God had give, praise God. I praise God that God calls old sinners. And when he calls them out, praise God, there's nothing common about them. Because God's hand has already touched them. And if God's hand touched you, praise God, don't you let nobody tell you that you're common and unclean. Praise God. When God touches you, amen, he makes you special. He makes you clean. He cleans you up, praise God, and prepares you for that trip that he's putting you on. Amen. I'm glad God's got a path and a trip for each one of us to take. Amen. It starts with you and I, praise God, as we settle in the glory of God and realize how good God has been. Amen. What he's done for us. Praise God. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on forgiven. Amen. On forgiven. As we see this tonight, and we see Cornelius, Peter goes down there. You know the rest of the story. The chief's taken up. The Spirit of God tells him there's somebody at the door. Peter gets up. He goes down there. He said, I'm the one you're looking for. He said, well, just spend the night. Come on in. And praise God, in the morning we'll head out. He didn't. God said, you just go with them. He said, nothing gainsaying. He said, praise God, don't worry about it. Don't ponder over it. Praise God, just go with them. Go down there and I'll show you what you need to do. Amen. Glory be God. I'm glad that God's still working in that same way tonight. If we'll listen to Him, He'll knock on our heart's door. He'll send us down the road and He'll show us what to do.
Amen.
Amen. He told the disciples, praise God, He said, not to even take thought for what you might say. He said, come a time, praise God, we just got to be ready to go off the cuff because we know what God's done for us.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be God. I'm glad I can say now that I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. Somebody asked me reason to hope in me. Praise God. I can tell them because it's Christ Jesus the Lord who lived. Praise God. He lived. He thrived. He died. And He rose again. Victorious over death and grave. I don't have to worry about that no more. Praise God. I'm not rich. I'm not bound for the grave. Praise God. I'm bound for glory. Amen. One day in a little while, I'm headed home. I'm going out of here. Praise God. With a shout. Amen. That's what joy does. Praise God. God, joy gives you a shout. Amen, in the Lord. I'm glad I have that tonight, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. But we see Cornelius. Peter gets down here to him in the text I read in your hearing. And Cornelius fell down and began to worship Peter. I guess I would have too, praise God. God said, I'm going to send you somebody. Amen. And then this fellow shows up who God sent. Say, praise God. And Cornelius said, well, glory to God. Amen. If God doesn't send this, I'll just worship. I'll praise Him. I'll lift Him up. But Peter reached down, got him up and said, oh, wait a minute, fella. He said, I'm a man just like you, praise God. Amen. He said, I'm just like, he said, I myself also am a man. And they said, and as they talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. Now I want to say, glory be to God, I love this story because Cornelius, amen, went and got everybody he could find. Said, come on down. Said, God's going to send us a message from a messenger, praise God, and everybody needs to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. That's what ought to be going on today. Every time we go down to the house of God, we'll be gathering up as many who can. Say, come on, let's go down because there's a message from God and we all need to hear it.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Everybody in the community needs to hear the message of God. It's a message that'll help, praise God. It's a message that'll give encouragement. It's a message, praise God, that'll lift us up when we're down. Amen. It's a message that'll give us the hope that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. But there's a whole bunch of them gathered up there. And He said unto them, you know how there's a how it's unlawful for a man's Jew to come keep company or to come and come unto one of another nation. He said, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. He said, it's unlawful for me to be here. But praise God, God done showed me, praise God, God's bigger than the law.
Amen.
Amen. God's bigger than men's traditions. God's bigger than regulations. Praise God. God's bigger than everything in this world, glory be God. And when God says go, praise God, He said, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. He said, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. He said, I didn't think twice about it. Praise God. God said to go and here I am. Amen. Praise God. He said, I didn't wait around. I didn't check. I didn't ask the authorities if it'd be all right. He said, I didn't send message up there to Jerusalem. Ask those fellows up there if it'd be okay. Come down here to you. Praise God. He said, God said to go and here I am. Amen. Praise God. You know how to throw a devil a curve. Praise God. When God says to go, just go. Amen. Or we'll spread around and we'll fret around and we'll pray about it. Praise God. If God's already said to go, praise God, just go. Amen.
Yeah.
Devil can't do nothing with that. Praise God. Just minding the Lord, glory to God. And Peter asked him, he said, why have you called me down here? What's the occasion? Amen. He said, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. And he said, for what intent you have sent for me? And Cornelius told him the story. He said, about 4 days ago, about the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he said, I was praying. Amen. How many of you take time 3 o'clock in the afternoon to pray? How many of you take time any part of the day to pray? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, but they prayed 3 or 4 times a day. Man, they had set times that they'd pray. That's the way the Jews pray. But Cornelius, the Bible said he was a devout man. With his household, praise God. I believe he gathered up 2 or 3 times a day. He said, let's go have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Let's have a little talk, praise God, with the Heavenly Father. So he gathered them up. And he said, and when I gathered them up, praise God, when we was here, we was praying, praise God. He said, they was one in bright clothing. Amen. He was one as sobriety, praise God. He said, he come up, he showed up, and he began to speak to me. And he said, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance of me. Amen. A remembrance in the sight of God. Amen. Said, he's heard your prayer. A lot of times we pray and we don't believe God hears us. Amen. Praise God, you ought to double down. Amen. You pray and you say, well, I don't believe God's hearing me. Pray, God, just double down. Pray twice as hard. Amen. Take twice as much time, praise God. Get twice as intense in your prayer. Amen. Seek God's face. Amen. Look at the marching boldly into the throne of grace, praise God, and say, God, here I am. Amen. I'm coming before you because you promised you made it available that I could come in and talk to you. And Lord, here I am. I'm standing in need, praise God. I need to talk to you. I need to, I've got prayer, I've got supplications. I need to bring before you, God. I need you to hear. Amen. Praise God. Marcy, you say, how do you get in? You don't give up. You keep pressing on, praise God, getting closer and closer to the gate all the time. Amen. Praise God. But he said, he told me to go down there to one Simon the Tanner, and in there said there'd be a man called Simon, surnamed Peter. He said, you ask him, said immediately, verse 33 said, immediately, therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. So he said, that's what happened. He said, now we're all here. We're here. And he said, I can just see him as he points around. He said, everybody's here. They're here to what? Here to hear what you've got to say. Amen. Here to hear what God has commanded of us. What God would have us to do. Could you imagine tonight if a church like this was full of people that come to hear the commandment of God, to hear the command of God, what God would have you to do, what would happen in this world? If we begin to have churches that would gather together looking for a word from God, amen, God would set this world on fire. Amen. If every one of us come, pray, God, desire to hear what God has to say to us, amen. What God has to say to you. I mean, he said, we're all here, and we're all here with a purpose. I believe Cornelius done coached them in this. He said, praise God, I prayed and prayed, and I sucked his face, praise the Lord, and said, God done heard. He's sending a man down here, be here any minute, praise God, and he's going to tell us what God has to say. Amen. I guarantee you they were intrigued. Amen. If somebody told you, said, yeah, you know what, if you go down to a search place, search that time, God's going to show up, and he's going to tell you, he's going to speak to you, directly to you, he's going to talk to you. Amen. You'd be flocking there trying to get there as quick as you could. Amen. I want to say that's what happens down at the house of God. Ain't nobody interested. Amen. No, we can't hardly get people to show up because we ain't got time. Amen. But he said, we're all here. They said, now therefore are we all here present before God. In other words, we've made ourselves available. You know, that's all God wants. If we'll make ourselves available, praise God, God will begin to do the rest. Amen. And said, Peter began to preach the word of God to him. He began to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost of God moved upon him. Amen. He said, that man from Nazareth, the Lord Jesus Christ, that God hath anointed Jesus of Nazareth, verse 38, with the Holy Ghost and with power, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I want to say, what's wrong with the world? There's a whole lot of oppression of the devil, praise God. The devil's running rampant in the world, and we're a letting him, praise the Lord. But glory to God, we ought to just back up, outrun the devil, run and get a hold of God, and hang on for dear life. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, though he healed all those as oppressed by the devil. Amen. He said, praise God, there's a whole lot of people that the devil's got a hold of. Amen. But Jesus went about healing those that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of oppression of the devil. The devil's got a hold of it. The devil's holding people back. Amen. Now, a lot of times, I'll just say this. A lot of times, praise God, there's a lot of people say that, there's probably people that's got mental problems. Let me say what your mental problems is today. Praise God, most of it's oppression of the devil. Amen. It's demonic things that you get in your head, you allow in your head. You say, preacher, but they can't help it. Yeah, they can. Two-thirds of them, praise God, if they had prayed. praise the Lord, learn to praise God from a little kid all the way up, and they praise God all their life, glory be to God, they wouldn't be no room for the devil. Amen. They would be saved, glory to God. They'd be forgiven. They wouldn't be no obstacles for the, no place for the devil to set up camp. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know people that's got mental problems too. Amen. I got a cousin, praise God, and she got two sets of papers. She'll tell you. She's crazy as a fruitcake. She's nutty as a fruitcake. Amen. Said she's off, and she'll tell you straight up, she said, yes, I've got two sets of papers that says I'm crazy. Amen. But let me tell you something happened to that girl. Amen. That wasn't nothing but the devil. But God started getting a hold of her heart, and she's not that person she used to be.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, she got over her mental problems. She got over the devil problems.
Right.
Amen. God Almighty moved upon her heart. Amen. And when God filled her heart up, He pushed the devil out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what He did to me and you when He saved us, praise God. We're forgiven, glory to God, and we can shout and give Him glory tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saved. I'm forgiven, praise God. My sins are gone.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. They're gone, gone forever. But He said they will oppress the devil. Amen. But He said they were, and we all were witnesses, verse 39, of all things which He did both in the land of Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. The Lord Jesus, He said Him, Jesus, God raised up the third day and showed Him openly. Amen. In other words, the Bible said He raised Him up from the dead and put Him on display. Amen. He said, this is my Son whom I'm well pleased. He's finished the work. Praise God. There's nothing left to do. Amen. There's nothing for me and you to do but just accept the Lord Jesus Christ and free pardon of sin. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's just time to get in.
Amen.
The work's been done. The work's finished. Praise God. It's just time to get in. Praise the Lord. So we see as He begins to preach this, and He said not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen for God. I mean, that's who He was seen by, even to us, who did eat and drink with Him after He rose from the dead. Amen. He wasn't a ghost. He was the real thing.
Amen.
Amen. God don't know ghosts don't eat. Amen. They don't drink. But Jesus, praise God, after He rose from the dead, He ate and drank both. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. And He said, the Lord Jesus Christ was appointed to be the judge of the quick. Those are living, praise God, those that's been made alive and those that are dead. Amen. Praise God. Those that are dead, those are dead in our trespasses and sins. He tells us this. Let me just share it with you. In Ephesians chapter 2. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, He said, and you hath He quickened. That means to make alive. He being God hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. And you hath He quickened to make alive. He's made you alive. Those that were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the children of disobedience. He said, that's where you were. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. He said, that's where you were. That's where we were, praise God. Till God marvelously saved us by His marvelous grace. Amen. Among whom also we all had our conversation time past and the lust of our flesh. What took us to the place we ought and went to? Praise God, our flesh. Amen. Our flesh is wicked as the devil. Our flesh still ain't saved. Amen. God don't save your flesh. God saves your soul.
Amen.
That's why when you die, your body goes back to the coffin. It goes back to the grave. Amen. And it goes back to the ground which it come out of. We go back to the dust. Amen. This body that we live in, this tabernacle we tabernacle in here on earth, praise God, it's just a dwelling place here. For the spirit and the soul of man. One day in a little while, praise God, we'll lay it down and that spirit will go back to God and give it. Glory to God, amen. Because you're forgiven.
Amen.
Praise God. Ain't you glad you're forgiven? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, filling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Amen. Praise God. Can anybody say forgiven? Amen. Amen. By grace we're forgiven. That's what salvation is. Praise God. It's the forgiveness of God. Amen. It's getting in, praise God, becoming part of something bigger than we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, why would God do that? Why would God want to do that for me and you? Verse 7, He said, that in the ages to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, said one day, praise God, because we're forgiven, because we've accepted death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, praise God, God's going to, one day, Brother Bill, He's going to put us on display. Amen. For His glory, He's going to tell the world and the angels and the host of heaven, He said, glory be to God, look at what I have. Amen. You say, well, preacher, who is that? Praise God, you're a child of God. You've been forgiven. It's you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? So we can have power. He empowers us like you. He said He empowers us by the grace of God to become the children of God. Why would He do that? Praise God. Because He empowers us, amen, to be renewed, amen, to make us alive, draw us out of death. You realize a man, one boy and girl that's lost and undone without God, are dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. In other words, we're on our way to a devil's hell, lost without God, with no hope. Amen. That's where lost people are today. They're lost without God. And the power that we need is God Almighty to make us alive. Amen. You say, what's the purpose of that? Why would God want to make us alive? He wants us to make us alive so we can be reconciled unto Him. Amen. So we can be reconciled, we can be drawn to Him, and we can realize, praise God, He had the power to save us and give us life beyond this world. Paul said, if we had life in this world only, we'd be above all men most miserable. Amen. Amen. If I had to worry about it, if I had to go to hospital tonight and end up over there, didn't know where I was going to live or die, praise God, and I only had hope in this world, I'd be a pitiful specimen of a human being. I'd be worried to death. But praise God, if that happens tonight and I don't see you tomorrow or see you no more, praise God, I've got peace in my heart that I belong to God. Amen. Amen. Why? Because I've been forgiven, praise God, of my sins. I've been empowered by God. I've been reconciled unto God. He called me unto Himself, put them big arms around me, and He's loved me up. You say, how did you get there, preacher? Through a process of progress. Through regeneration, praise God, of my soul. My soul, that inner man that was dead in trespasses and sin because I was born that way. Amen. You said, preacher, no, you're mistaken. People aren't born in sin. They learn to sin. No, they don't. People are born sinners. These little children, you don't have to teach them to do wrong. It comes natural. Amen. These kids in their schools, you don't have to teach them to be bad. It comes natural. We have to teach them and instruct them to do good. Amen. Because there's no good in us. We come out, praise God, full of defilement. We come out fully depraved, needing the touch of God. Amen. That's how we come out. That's what we need, praise God. And said, praise the Lord, we get that when the Holy Spirit of God moves upon us. He changes us. He helps us. He regenerates us. And He changes us from that man that we are, that man that we used to be, that woman, boy, girl, that used to be, to that person that we can be. Yes. Amen. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us tonight? We don't have a high enough expectation of ourselves. Amen. We don't have a self-confidence or self-praise God that God Almighty. We don't have the confidence in the Lord. We don't have a high enough expectation of what God can do for you and I. Where He wants to take us to, where He what He wants to make us into for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to have that expectation. But he said as Abel's been to testify, He said He's the judge of the quick and the dead. He said to Him, give all the prophets witness that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. Amen. To remission, to put away sins. God says if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we can have the remission of sins, that He'll take our sins and He'll put them away. Now, a person that continues in sin willfully probably ain't saved. Amen. Now, I know we're apt to mess up along the road because we're flesh and blood. We live in this world among sinners and sinfulness. We're apt to mess up, but if we do it willfully, when we know better, praise God. Well, he said there's no room for repentance there when we do it willfully before God. Amen. Because we know we ought not. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we ought to just listen to God. Holy Spirit in us. He said, if we're led of the Spirit, amen, that we'll not sin against God. He said, we ought to be led of the Spirit of God by that renewed man that's inside us, that's changed and been renewed and revived and refreshed every day. Amen. Every day God's there helping us and He's pouring out, praise God, of Himself. Amen. What we need to do is just to start scooping it up, pulling it unto ourselves, pulling it up to us, praise God. All that God has to give us, amen, and go out looking for some more of God and not more of ourselves. Because self will take you the wrong direction and keep you there a whole lot longer than you want to stay. Amen. But praise God, He said, he's rejoicing, he's joy, praise God, who those that have been forgiven, the sin is gone. Amen. The Bible teaches us that they was a great king. One of the greatest kings that ever was in his time. But he also was a great sinner. But praise God, God forgave him of his sin. And this great king, praise God, he had everything they could ever want. He was the greatest king there ever was, but he also had one of the greatest wealth that a king could ever accommodate. Not only did he have the greatest wealth that a king could ask for, but he had one of the greatest armies in the whole world at that time. Amen. And he was one of the great, he was lifted up as one of the greatest generals that had ever lived during that time. Amen. And he had a palace, praise God, that was grand and splendor, full of splendor, praise God. The greatest palace ever was for that time. Amen. And not only was that, he was well favored. He was well favored in the eyes of the people. And they loved him and they reverenced him. And they lifted him up. Amen. But this king would write a song of joy. Amen. A song of rejoicing. And we wrote that song rejoicing. It wasn't about that beautiful palace that he had. It wasn't about that great goodness, praise God. It wasn't about being that great general or having a great army or having being the greatest king that there ever was. When this king sat down, he began to write a song of joy, praise God. It wasn't a song about none of that stuff, but it was about, praise God, being forgiven of God. Amen. Amen. It wasn't nothing about what this world had to offer, but it was about praising God for His forgiveness. Amen. In Psalms chapter 32, in Psalms chapter 32, we see a Psalm of David. Now everybody knows that the Psalms were written to be sung. Amen. These Psalms were sung out, praise God, as they went to and fro, and they would talk and communicate through the Psalms to each other. And David would write the 32nd Psalm, praise God, of rejoicing, not over the things that he had. And he had lots of things in this world, praise God. He had things to rejoice and joy over. But praise God, when it's all said and done, it wasn't about the great palace and the great things that he had in the world, but it's about the great God of heaven who had forgiven him of his sins. Amen. He says in Psalms chapter 32 and 1, he said, blessed. Now that word blessed means joyful. joyfulness or happiness. Amen. He said joyfulness or happiness. He said, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven. Amen. He said, glory be to God. The greatest thing I could expound upon is blessedness. Praise God that my transgressions are gone. Amen. He said, the times that I've missed the mark when I'm shooting for God, praise God, God's forgiven me. Thank God for forgiveness. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad God forgives you tonight? Amen. You can bow your head when you mess up, realize you mess up, and say, God, forgive me. Praise God. And he does. Amen. Why? Because God said, like he did Cornelius, he had cast it. He had that those sins, praise God. He had offered remission for sins to put them away out of their sight. Amen. That's what remission is. And Paul and David says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Amen. It was a song of joy about forgiveness. He said, and whose sin is covered. Amen. The sin's covered up. You say, well, preacher, are they covered up so that we can't see them? Amen. No, praise God, it's bigger than that. They're covered up so that God don't have to look at them.
Amen.
God, and glory, God has cast your sin. When you come in forgiveness, asking God to forgive you of sin, he cast them out of his sight. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what God has done for you and I.
Amen.
We've been forgiven by a holy and a righteous God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You're just jumping up and say, thank God I'm forgiven. Amen. Cast out of his sight, praise God, our old sinfulness. Praise the Lord. But the psalmist doesn't stop there. In this song, he said, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Amen. To imputeth not iniquity. In other words, iniquity, it's not put on your account. Amen. That's that lack of holiness. That's that deprivation that we was talking, deprived of God and godliness. Amen. Deprived of the holiness, living outside of righteousness in unrighteous living. Amen. But he said, God has not, the Lord, that's Jehovah God Almighty, imputeth not iniquity. Amen. The times when we were unholy and unrighteous, praise God. Brother Chris, he said he puts them out of the way. He covers them up out of his sight. Lord, we ought to take recess and just shout and praise him for about 30 minutes. Amen. That's what God does with our sins, praise God. When we confess and forsake our sin, God casts them out of the way. Covers them up, praise God. So we can walk in a world, praise God, circumspectly before God, and people look on us and they don't see a sin. They know what they see? They see God. Amen. They see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in whom we walk for. Praise the Lord. Boy, it just gets better farther on. He said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen. He said, there's no deceit there. He said, you're not doing it trying to deceive people. He said, as Paul would say, it's not because of craftiness, but it's because of what God has done in our hearts and our lives. How he's blessed us and he's helped us and he's given us the strength, praise God, by taking our sins away. Amen. Gave us a pure heart, a fresh chance. Amen. You know what? It's time for the church of the living God to take a chance on Jesus. Amen. Just to take a chance on Jesus. Just sell out, place that lock, stock, and barrel. Say, Lord God, here I am. I'm going to walk with you. Help me starting right now. Amen. Forgive me of my sins, my trespasses, my transgression, the iniquity. Amen. The lack of holiness. You ever felt like you wasn't very holy? You ever felt like you wasn't very righteous? Amen. Praise God. That's what Paul was talking about in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, there was a time when we wasn't right with God. Amen. But we're living a day that we ought to be right with God. Amen. We've lived in the Bible Belt. We've lived in the belt, the buckle of the belt for all of our lives. Amen. And we ought to know enough about God, praise God, to get in. Realize, praise God, when God tells us that we're forgiven, praise the Lord, we ought to live our lives, praise God, as forgiven folk. praising God. Joy in our soul. Oh, David sung a song, praise God. A forgiveness, glory to God. Because he had been forgiven. Wasn't about what he had, praise God, but what God had given him. What he'd offered him. God's offered the same to me and you, praise God. Forgiveness in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God, the Bible tells you, I read you were hearing a while ago, Cornelius. He was looking for something from God. And God sent something to Cornelius, praise God, that day. And Cornelius and all those that gathered around, and praise God, said the Holy Ghost of God fell on that place. Amen. You know how folks is going to get in and get right with God? When the Holy Ghost of God falls on their place, falls on them where they're at, praise God. When God Almighty moves upon them, then we can get right with God. Amen. Boy, I like it when God moves on us. I like it when the Holy Ghost of God shows up. I like His presence. Amen. He's nothing like the presence of God. Amen. I like to just draw up just as close to Him as I can. Amen. I like to wiggle and shove and push up right to where He's at. Amen. The very presence of my Savior. To see what He has for me, praise God. The blessedness, that joy and peace and happiness the psalmist is writing about. Why? Because not because of what we have here in this world, but because of forgiveness that was offered for me and you on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. It's all about that forgiveness. You say, well, preacher, how do we get forgiveness of God? I'm glad you asked. The psalmist tells it here in his song. Amen. He says, blessed is he who transgresses, whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. But look in verse 5. In verse 5, David says this, on how he got his sins forgiven. He said, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Amen. That's how you get forgiveness. That's how you know you're forgiven, praise God. You don't hold back any of our sins. We don't hold back any of the iniquity, missing the mark of transgressions against God. We lay it out there and say, God, help me, Lord, I'm a sinner. Amen. Praise God. He said, I hid nothing from you. You can't hide nothing from God anyway. Amen. He said, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Amen. A lot of times we think that we can hide our sin. You may hide it from everybody around you, in your neighborhood, your mom and daddy, but you don't hide it from God. God sees everything we do. Amen. He knows where you are. He knows where you go. He knows how you act. He knows how you think. Amen. So, preacher, sometimes bad thoughts come through my head. That's why you got to let them go through your head. Amen. 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 You don't entertain them. You don't meditate on them, praise God. When bad things come into your head, praise God, push them right on out. Kind of like you do preaching of the Word. Amen. Amen. When bad things come in, just do like you do at church. Let that just go right on through. Amen. You know, that's for sister so-and-so or brother such-and-such back there in the back anyway. That wasn't for me. Amen. Say, so hey, amen. Say, just let it go on through. That's what we got to do when sin comes into our mind, when the devil brings something to our mind that we know is not right, now it's God, we push it out. You know how you do it? Like Miss G says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Light illuminating your mind and your heart, praise God, and that old wicked spirit will go. Amen. We can't entertain it. Praise God. He said, I didn't hide nothing. He said, praise God, I pushed it out. I put it out in the open. Praise the Lord, so that it could all be seen. He said, I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Amen. You know, I could put on one of them funky little collars that turn around backwards and sit up here in a little booth, and you could come tell me all your sinfulness. Amen. And I could tell you you're forgiven till the cows come home, praise God. But until you talk about God with a sincere heart, amen, with a conviction, a convicted heart, praise God, your sins are, you still remain in your sin. Amen. 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 I can't forgive you your sin. Praise God, but Jesus can. Amen. The Lord can, praise God. He can forgive you your sin. Amen. And He said, when we confess our sins, He said, I confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And He said, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Amen. He said, I confess to the Lord. I realized I'd messed up. He said, I confess. Said, oh, God, forgive me, please. Amen. He said, I confess my iniquity to the Lord. Amen. Said, and He forgave my sins, praise God. He offered me forgiveness. And then David says, what do you think about that? Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. It wasn't but just a little while before David's talking about how the enemy had encamped about him and they was trying to take him down. Amen. But the greatest enemy that David had was himself. Amen. In the flesh that he, like me and you, that we wear every day. But David come before the Lord and he took care of that part. Amen. And once we let the Lord take care of that part, then we just turn and trust Him because He took care of that we'll let Him take care of that other part too. Amen. Those that would use us and spitefully use us, praise God, and abuse us. But praise God, if we're forgiven, well, amen, we can come before God and get the help and the hope that we need. And the psalmist would sing, praise God, a song. Amen. It wasn't about the great wealth that he had and the great things he had done. But it's about the great God of heaven who had forgiven him of his sins. Amen. Praise God. I could tell you all the things I've accomplished in my life. But praise God, the greatest thing that was ever accomplished in my life was Jesus Christ, my Savior, forgave me of my sins. If I was going to write a song, I'd like to write like David. I thank God, I'm blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven. Amen.